A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus came down from the mountain, large crowds followed him. Then a leper came forward, bowed low before him, and said, "Lord, if you want to, you can make me clean." Jesus stretched out his hand, touched him, and said, "I do want it. Be cleansed." At that very moment, the man's leprosy was cleansed. Then Jesus said to him, "See that you do not tell anyone, but go to the priest, have yourself declared clean, and offer the gift that Moses ordered as proof of it." And this is the good news, the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Recently, I was watching a duck paddling upstream against the current of the river. Now, on the surface, it looked easy. Yet, with closer attention, I could see the little webbed feet under the water were moving quite furiously. As I watched, I found myself reflecting on the importance of being free enough in myself to be able to paddle against the prevailing current. After all, this is what Jesus is doing in the gospel we have just heard. He dares to do what is socially unacceptable and also ritually unclean. Today's reading begins with the words, "As Jesus came down from the hill." We've been listening these past few days to the teachings that Jesus gave while on the Mount of Beatitudes. Chapter 5 began with Jesus taking his disciples up the mount. Now, as my mind imagined Jesus there with his disciples, I wonder how long they stayed and how long they engaged in really listening to the teaching of Jesus. Teaching which was not like that of the teachers of the law. No, Jesus taught with authority. And this authenticity was very appealing, even if it was against the prevailing current. People stood in wonder and awe, and Jesus using images and pictures to captivate their minds and hearts was indeed a very attractive preacher. And now we come to a slight change in the gospel. After all this teaching, we see Jesus coming down from the mount, a large crowd following him, and we're about to enter into the healing stage of his mission. Just watch Jesus. Gaze on him. A man suffering from a dreaded skin disease kneels before Jesus, stating, "If you want to, you can make me clean." The disease this man has is considered to make him ritually unclean. So how does Jesus respond? "I do want to. Be clean." At the same time as he says the words, Jesus stretches out his hand and touches the man. It is here we see the power of the word and the power of touch being given in response to the power of knowing what it is one wants. The diseased man knows he wants to be made clean, and he knows that if Jesus wants the same thing, then, well, this desire of them both can bring about healing. At this point, it is good for us to pause and ask ourselves, what do we most want from Jesus? And do we believe that if it is good for us, Jesus wants it too. When I ask myself this question, what do I most want? I know. It is to be one with Jesus, immersed in the Trinity. Now that sounds like a tall order, and it sure is, like the leper wanting to be cleansed. So for that to be a reality, I also know I need to be very real, authentic, and so come to Jesus just like the leper. I need to come as I am, with all my uncleanness. Like the duck paddling upstream against the current, I need to come to Jesus knowing this is what I most want in life, and that nothing, no, whatever the prevailing ethos of the time, nothing shall prevent me from being cleansed by Jesus, because he knows and I know that this is truly what I want. As I search my heart, this is what I want, and so this is what I express. What is it that you want most from Jesus? What do you want Jesus to do for you? May that be your prayer today, as it is mine.